Think about the information and stories you have just heard. When you start to look for your own information, think about how to determine how factual and accurate it is. Make a list of the people you know in your community who would be good sources of cancer-related information. One simple telephone call to the right person, a doctor, social worker, nurse, librarian, health educator, or pharmacist who specializes in cancer, or to an experienced cancer survivor, can quickly lead you to helpful sources of information. Local resources combined with the information such as Antonio, Lloyd, and Gloria found through the internet and telephone calls to healthcare professionals and national organizations gave these survivors the knowledge they needed to begin to cope with the challenges brought by cancer. In summary, every person, regardless of what kind of cancer they have or what kind of treatment they choose, needs certain basic information. Every person affected by cancer should take these specific steps. Take the time to get the information you need. You will need solid information on the best drugs and doctors and clinics with the best records for success in cancer treatment. Put together the best team. You can help pick the experts to be part of your healthcare team. Call on other cancer survivors, nurses, social workers, and other healthcare professionals to be part of the team. Pick people you respect and trust, and who will treat you as part of the whole team. Get a second opinion. Good doctors welcome second opinions. When you are faced with more than one treatment option, it's good to ask for another viewpoint. Look for what's new. There may be openings for cancer survivors willing to try promising new treatments in one of hundreds of clinical trials. Don't go it alone. Helpful friends and other cancer survivors and support groups can make the tough times easier. Read the fine print, ask questions, and study your insurer's benefits handbook so that you will know what is covered and what is not. Find out about the limits of caps of your insurance and work with the healthcare team to use your insurance funds wisely. Keep your care on track. Records are the key to keeping track of all the information you are collecting, including the information about your treatment and plan of care. You may also want to listen to the Cancer Survival Toolbox program entitled for tips, viewpoint. Look what's new. There may opens for to survivors will to try nutrients in hundreds of cold trials. Don't go it alone. Helpful friends and other cancer survivors and support groups can make the tough times easier. Read the fine print. Ask questions and study your insurer's benefits handbook so that you will know what is covered and what is not. Find out about the limits of caps of your insurance and work with the healthcare team to use your insurance funds wisely. Keep your care on track. Records are the key to keeping track of all the information you are collecting, including the information about your treatment and plan of care. You may also want to listen to the Cancer Survival Toolbox program entitled First Steps for the Newly Diagnosed for tips on all of these issues. Your knowledge about your cancer and how you use this knowledge can make a difference in how well you live with your cancer and even how long you live. The decisions that you will make about your plan of care are just too important to let someone else decide for you. Don't go it alone. Helpful friends and other cancer survivors and support groups can make the tough times easier. Read the